Butterflies Day, May 1917, by Child Hassam, is on display at the National Gallery of Art. And throughout August, at a bus stop in downtown Washington, and in hundreds of other locations across the country. It's part of the Art Everywhere campaign, presenting reproductions of 58 American paintings, photographs, and other works of art spanning 230 years of American history, on display in 50,000 unexpected locations.
It's really educating people about the foundations of American visual culture.
National Gallery of Art Associate Curator Charles Brock says another goal is to encourage people to visit museums.
Museums, of course, are dedicated to preserving culture for future generations. And so we have to make sure that those future generations are interested.
It's nice to get to have art every place and make it more accessible to kids.
The campaign was inspired by Art Everywhere in the UK, co-founded by Richard Reed.
America, to me, is a country that just does things bigger and better. More posters in more prominent places with wonderful art all across the country.
The most popular work in an online vote was Nighthawks, the iconic 1942 oil painting by Edward Hopper that hangs in the Art Institute of Chicago. The month-long campaign has been like a treasure hunt, according to Stephen Freitas of the Outdoor Advertising Association of America, which funded it.
People are going to the website, they're using the map, and they're going out and they're looking for and finding the pieces of art. We've encouraged people through Instagram to upload selfies of themselves with the artwork. And at the end, we're going to randomly select 10 winners.
As Art Everywhere comes to an end, everyone seems to come out a winner.
I'm from Phoenix, where art isn't really as celebrated. And putting it, I guess, in public places allows people to see art when they're not going to museums.
Well, it would be great if they did it year-round.
Amazing to be here in New York and see all this work of art for free.
Art Everywhere gives museums the opportunity to share hidden treasures, and it gives the public a chance to experience those treasures in unique ways. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.